Hey, CEO Fit Mums. Today we are chatting about identity shift and the expectation effect. We will be demonstrating exactly how powerful your mind and how important your perception of yourself and self-beliefs are in getting you to achieving your goal. When you start believing deeply that you are someone who enjoys movement, nourishing your body, and overcomes challenges, your mind and body start to align to make that vision real. This is not another woo-hoo positive thinking message from me. It's actual science. Your expectations create self-fulfilling prophecies that can help you achieve your health goals. A shift I made years ago was to own the fact that I want to be that annoying friend who wakes up early and does a workout on holiday, whether it's a run or a morning quick stretch. I take my yoga mat, my weights, my running shoes. Some holidays I don't even use it. But while everyone is hungover, I wake up early to do some movement. And I still drink and I have a social time, but I want to be that person. I want to move, increase my appetite, and enjoy that beer with breakfast that I have when I'm with friends. To back this, I want to share some studies and scientific examples from David Robbins' book, The Expectation Effect. So I'm sure you've heard of the placebo effect. When it comes to pain relief and healing, early research found that soldiers who received saline injections, believing that it was painkillers, experienced pain relief nearly as strong as those who received the actual drug. Fascinatingly, even when people knowingly took a placebo, an open label placebo, they experienced real symptom reduction in conditions like migraines, IBS, and depression. Expectation and food satiety. So let's talk about calorie satiety and hormones. When people believed a shake was high calorie, so indulgent, versus low calorie and more sensible, their bodies responded as if the shake really were richer, releasing more of the hormone linked to the fullness and satisfaction. Their subsequent hunger levels matched belief and not the actual calorie content. Expecting that a meal is satisfying can help control your hunger and support your weight regulation, demonstrating that mindset shifts off around food are powerful tools for healthy eating and weight loss. Then memory, attention, and eating. In the book, they talk about the effect of distraction. Studies with amnesic patients show if you forget what you've eaten, you'll continue eating because your brain hasn't registered the meal. How scary is that? I'm sure we've all had moments like that, forgetting that we've eaten or forgetting what snacks we've had during the day. Even in healthy people, eating while distracted diminishes satisfaction and the memory of food, leading to increased snacking later. Then, when it comes to exercise and fitness mindset, studies show that when people recognize daily activities such as cleaning or walking as exercise, their health markers improved, even if their activity level doesn't objectively change. Now, in the book, this was actually a study that was done on cleaners in a hospital where they were told what benefit the movement they have during their job has on their overall health, which then, as I just said, improved their health markers. The perceived amount of exercise predicts health outcomes and longevity. When it comes to mental fatigue and endurance, athletes perform better when they expect to handle fatigue well. So, through mental reframing of discomfort as progress or as energy, it improved their endurance and their motivation. Then, One of our favorite topics to chat about because we all suffer from it, stress. So stress as a challenge versus not a threat. The studies showed that when reframing stress positively, people who see that stress as energizing, rather seeing it as this pressure sharpens me instead of debilitating, show better cognitive performance, more creativity, and healthier psychological responses to difficult situations. Then, the Pygmalion, how do you even pronounce it? Pygmalion effect. Social expectations. So, classic research showed that students randomly labeled as high potential by teachers made bigger IQ gains solely because of elevated expectations placed on them. So, to add to this, I want to remind you that you are a CEO Fit Mom. You are it because you signed up to it, because you deserve the title, and you are changing your life one day at a time. You can't go back from here. And you can't unlearn what you've already learned. So own it, CEO Fit Mom, and don't allow silly insecurities to take away your power. Belief isn't magic, but it is science. Expectations can literally prime your body to experience, perform, and respond differently. Telling yourself, I can become a person who enjoys movement and healthy food, activates a feedback loop that rewires both behavior and biology for better results. So let's end with some action steps and repeating these, let's call it mantras. I am a strong mom who nourishes herself and inspires my children to do the same. Overindulging, getting sick, or getting an injury are not setbacks. They're stepping stones on my journey to becoming stronger and wiser. I control how much I stress, and I control how overwhelmed I get. Will this actually matter in a year from now? I am a good sleeper. I won't let work worries steal my rest or welcome that noise into my bed. I'm going to repeat this one because this one I think is so key for all of you. I am a good sleeper. I won't let work worries steal my rest or welcome that noise into my bed. And then lastly, work stress is temporary. One day I'll retire, and this will all feel small compared to the bigger, more important things in my life. So I choose to not let it steal my joy or my time away from my family. Thanks for listening, ladies. Until our next episode.